You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Everything up and on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Taught.
Yep.
Mr. Todd.
Yep.
Jody just came strolling in.
I did.
No time to spare.
I don't need time.
No, you don't. Unless you come in, like last week, she came in with her own light. I got a new light I'm going to hook up and all this stuff. And
it's here now.
And I got a minute and a half. So get it and get the right angle, Todd.
Well, he did.
Yeah,
he got it done. He got it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No worries. There's no reason for me to be here early.
Other than if you wanted to just hang out and have nice
show prep.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, we're getting ready to hang out.
Nice gossip. 30 minutes. Gossip with us.
Yeah.
You know, because Mr. Todd's always full of gossip.
Sure, oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And you look lovely, as usual, Jody, and you're dressy looking. What is that? What are you wearing? A dress? Is that a dress?
A little sundress. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Not a romper.
No.
Sundress.
Yeah. Jody and I had a lot of togetherness this weekend, and that's always good. A lot of togetherness and busyness. So we'll tell you all about that in just a little bit. And also, we're going to get Jody's opinion on something, on a situation.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Like, how would Jody advise someone? Actually, it's just a Dear Abby letter that has been sent. And I'm going to see if Jody's advice would be the same as what Dear Abby's advice is.
Is Dear Abby still a thing?
Yeah, but it's not the original Abby. Oh, she had been passed, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe she had been passed. But it's from the New York Post. And you know, I love all things New York.
Yeah. You do.
I mean, I am Mr. NYC. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. TJ and Jody's house is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. The kind of service that you always want from any place you're buying anything from. So when you need furniture for your living room, you need mattresses, you need... What else do they have in there?
Pillows.
They have pillows, and you can have those made to however you want, you know. What do they call that? Customized.
Yeah.
And you can do like we did, and you go in and you pick out the furniture and then say, this is the material I want it made out of, and they'll do that. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know if they're going to, send you some furniture before yours comes in just so you can watch a football game in it, an important football game like they did me. But they didn't really... They know me when they did that. Uh-huh. They just knew you were a customer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they will.
Customer service,
I don't know.
The best.
Know.
Yeah.
And are they coming to our live show Thursday night?
They are.
Definitely there. Because they didn't come last time. They were sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're coming.
So don't worry, Todd. They won't get you sick. Todd's one of those walk around worried about getting sick all the time.
No, they're fine now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you want to see all of the stuff that they have and you want to see what kind of stuff they're about, along with their team of designers, their wonderful delivery people, everybody that works for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, you're going to be pleasantly surprised by the kind of service that you get and the courtesy that you get. Because I say pleasantly surprised because there's so many, places that you go now and the people act like they don't even want to be there.
And follow them on the social media, because I think I've been seeing they've been doing some TikToks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like they're dancing together and stuff.
Just Katie. Watch, just see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And then the Instagrams will have their TikToks on them.
Yeah.
And all of that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what their Instagram
I'm on TikTok,
is?
But I see that on there
to be able to give out their Instagram.
Sweet Dreams.
That's what it is on Instagram. Sweet just Dreams. Go to Sweet Dreams.
Pretty sure, yeah. Sweet Dreams.
Not underscore anything or.
Pretty sure I follow them, so mm-hmm. Sweet Dreams.
Yeah,
sweet, well. Sweet Dreams LKN.
All right, so there you go. Got to have the LKN on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Lake Norman.
Yes, it does.
Lake a Norman. Okay, so we
not
took
licking. It's not licking.
Lake a Norman.
Licking.
And we took boy back to college Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we recouped yesterday. I'm not fully recouped, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sore. My old back is sore.
I was going to say, you got
to be rested. Down in my old back.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got that, and then we got Jody's life advice that we're going to get. And Jody and Mr. Todd have to plan our vacation coming up, so that's all going to be very entertaining, and we'll get into it next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
That went by faster than I thought. I wasn't ready. I was playing with Alexis's little squishy ball. Don't tell her. You want to catch this on camera, Jody? If I throw it over there to you, can you catch it?
Probably.
Don't look like a dork when you
shut
go.
Up
and don't hit the thing. Camera.
Oh, that would be so funny, wouldn't it? If I hit the camera with it,
yeah.
Throw it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Now throw it back. Are you gonna do your right hand or left hand?
I'm right today.
Okay. Good throw.
Okay, no, we're not doing this. No.
Glad I just thought you wanted to have fun. I'll get it in.
No, because you need to focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the situation, Jody, where this poor lady wrote in.
Okay.
She has a 30-year-old daughter, so she's probably a good bit younger than you. She said, my lovely and successful 30-year-old daughter has recently become engaged to a 31-year-old man I'll call Jonas. Okay. They've been dating for several years. He comes from a good family and is successful in his career. She adores him and is extremely happy. The problem is, Jonas has a habit of making off-the-cuff comments about her to my husband and me behind her back, suggesting, for example, that he felt a bit pressured about the timetable for proposing. I thought you could relate to this.
How? What?
Well, because I make off the cuff comments about you all the time behind your back and stuff and in front of your back. Anyway, more recently, I thanked him for offering my daughter and me the use of his beloved vehicle to go wedding dress shopping. Instead of saying, "You're welcome," he muttered, "She's going to wreck the car one day anyway. The sooner she does it, the sooner I get a new one." And by the way, Abby, my daughter has an excellent driving record, so this was just weird. He says it like it's a dry joke, which he likely sees this way, but I find his comments hurtful. I haven't said anything to my daughter about this and don't want to run him down to family or friends by asking for suggestions in handling this. Should I let it go or should I tell Jonas privately how his comments hurt us? I don't want to make more of this than it is, but it makes my heart ache a bit. Concerned mama in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Please. I'd be pulling that boy aside in 2 seconds.
Really?
And I would tell my daughter. Mm-hmm.
But he's just joking.
No, he's not. Just he's joking. Being rude.
No, he's not.
And the
not.
More that he does it, the more he's meaning it. If it was a joke once in a while, but it sounds like he does it all the time.
It hurts her. The mom, it hurts us. Oh, my God, it hurts
well,
us.
Well, I think what she means by that is she doesn't want her daughter being married to somebody that's saying bad things about her already. Mm-hmm. That's what's hurt. It's hurting their daughter, not them.
I made so many jokes about you before we got married. If your parents would have been this way, then you would not have even been allowed to see me after the first couple of dates. I was constantly joking. That's one of the things they liked about me. But maybe your parents have a sense of humor, and this old bag doesn't.
Oh, God. Wow.
No. I think maybe he does not. He's not trying to be funny.
Saying she's going to wreck that car one day anyway, the sooner she does, the sooner I get a new one. That's not a joke. When she has
depends
no driving,
how I said it.
But she has no. He knows that she doesn't have any wrecks
the
on her record
or anything.
The way you
just said it is sounds like a joke, but
right.
It depends how he said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm guessing that he said it in a way that I would like to know what these people think is funny. What do they find humorous?
True.
Doesn't sound like they find anything humorous. To say that when he says those things, it hurts them. She already said her daughter adores him and is extremely happy. And what was the other thing that he said that they didn't like? Oh, I was pressured. Yeah, I was pressured into doing it. How many different ways do guys joke about that?
But again, it depends how he was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
In the context that you just said, that sounds kind of rude.
Yeah. But I told your family that you had trapped me into getting married.
And then they laughed in your face.
Right. Exactly.
Because they know that's not true.
Exactly. So do they think that this is true, what he's saying?
I don't know.
That she pressured him?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have a sense of humor.
Well, they're from Illinois. But then again, I guess he is too.
Mm-hmm. So he's probably sounding rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just wouldn't like that.
Well,
if he said it in a joking, funny way, then okay. And if he's saying it sometimes in front of the daughter, that's a whole nother thing. If he's just saying it, behind her back, that's weird.
Yeah, and she even says that he would say that it's a dry joke, but still it hurts us.
He would say this is a he would say it?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, the
yeah.
He says this is a dry joke.
He would say.
Well, that's weird.
He says it's like a dry joke, which he likely sees this way. He says it like a dry joke. So she says,
"Oh, okay."
He's saying it like he's joking.
Well, then she knows it.
But,
she just said it.
But I find his comments hurtful.
Oh, well, get over it.
So then you want to know what Dear Abby says?
Yeah.
Jonas's quote unquote joke that he felt pressured to become engaged to your daughter wasn't funny. And I can understand why you might be concerned. Well, Dear Abby, funny is not something that is just chosen by one person or another. Mm-hmm. Funny to you may not be funny to somebody else.
True.
While I don't think you should solicit advice about this from friends and family, I do think you should discuss this with your daughter because it could be a red flag. Ditto with any other possible pejorative comments he makes to you about her. There's often a grain of truth within comments that are made in jest. They could be a tip-off about what her fiancé is really feeling. There you go. That's great advice.
So go and
break up the engagement and get the marriage called off.
Well,
because dear Abby doesn't have a sense of humor either.
What would be funny is if she goes to the daughter and tells the daughter that, and the daughter's like, well, you ought to hear the jokes he makes about y'all. You know?
Exactly.
Maybe the daughter gets his sense of humor a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Such problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stupid mama and stupid Abby. They both dumb.
Don't be so judgy.
Mm. They're being judgy against him. Like, even when the mom says, he says it like it's a joke, but.
But. Mm. Goodness.
They're just stupid.
Goodness sakes.
I figured you would say, get, you know, relax.
Well, it depends how he's saying it, like I said.
Yeah.
If it's a joke, then yeah, relax.
Relax. Just relax.
First of all, I think it's weird that you're writing into.
Yeah, I mean, if that's even a real, if it's even a real thing,
yeah,
they could be making up these letters. Because I mean, if you're writing in and then you're waiting for it to be published in a news on a news site, then you must have plenty of time to wait.
Sure.
Hmm. I wish she would. I wish she would say something to him, and then he would just tell her off. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm joking. Mind your business, mother-in-law-to-be. That's what I'd tell your mama in a hurry.
Now you would, but back
in
then
a
you
heartbeat,
wouldn't.
I would tell your mama.
28 years ago, he wouldn't.
I would do it 28 years ago.
No, he wouldn't.
Your mama knows better than getting my business.
My mama knows that you wouldn't say that to her.
She knows better than getting in my business.
You know better than to talk to my mom like that.
I done told your mom off plenty of times.
No, you have never told my mom off.
Yes, I have.
No.
And I'm going to do it again.
No, he, trust me.
I might
trust
go home and call
me.
Her.
He has not.
As soon as I get home, I'm going to call her and tell her off.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah, keep talking.
But your mama knows to stay out of my business. I don't even have that threat that I used to make when the kids were little, that I could make it where they won't see their grandchildren again. The grandkids are grown now. I can't have any hold over them.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Nope.
God, it sucks to lose your power.
So weird.
I never really told them that, Todd. It was always a joke.
I know.
I tend to joke about things.
And they tend to ignore him.
Mm-hmm. Or laugh. They laugh.
Okay, move on, yeah.
They don't fake laugh. Your mom may fake laugh sometimes. But your dad doesn't.
No. Uh-uh. He's a good audience for you.
Yeah, he is. He is. And now he's a good audience for boy.
Yes.
Because boy will call him and tell him to leave the room because I can't tell you this joke in front of Mimi, and then don't tell Mimi that I told you this joke.
Great.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we took boy back to college to start his second year.
Yep.
We didn't take nearly as much stuff as we took for his first year.
No. Not at all.
And we could see the parents that were moving in, freshmen, you know, kids, and they have these carts that you can put stuff in and haul them upstairs and all that stuff. And they were stacked with stuff. There was one kid going in, and it looked like his parents, his siblings, his grandparents, his aunts and uncles, they were all there to take him to college. And
oh my goodness.
And these carts are on four wheels and they're big cardboard boxes that are attached to this. And they had stuff just running out of the top, like having to hold the top of that thing.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because it was packed with food and Cokes and all kinds of, you know, snacks and stuff. And Aiden told us this year, I don't even want any snacks. I'll get snacks. If I want snacks, I'll go get them. I don't need to take that in there
he
first day.
Anything.
Yeah, he didn't.
Okay, you want some water? No, I can go out in the hall and fill up my water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Like, he's just not.
Yeah, so last year he learned quickly. I don't need nearly as many clothes as I took to begin with. Because we had him, didn't we have him taking a suit
and then
last year? He said, you never know, you might get invited to something where you need to wear a suit.
And then I said, you forgot your shoe rack. I don't need a shoe rack. Got in my way last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a simple kid.
And he wanted us just to drop the stuff and then leave, and then he would rearrange it how it needed to be done, except for lofting his bed.
And he did want a rug. With that.
Yeah.
He wanted a big rug.
And a
futon.
Yeah.
But we got his bed lofted, got it raised up, and then realized that we fought it and fought. I mean, it was a job. And I'm thinking, I know everybody else who does this, they don't work this hard to have to get the bed together and all this stuff. And then when we got finished, I realized, well, we should have put the bottom pieces together first and made those sturdy before we started trying to put the
put the bed together and then try to put the stuff under it?
Yeah, it was dumb.
Oh, man.
So that's why I'm sore on my left side today. My whole left side, I'm just
And getting just his futon out of the box.
Yeah, that was a pain. But Ace was asking me this morning if there were any going to be any stories about you telling us we weren't doing something right, or you and me getting into an argument about it. So I said no, but there was this one.
No, but
what'd I do?
Jody was in her car ahead of us, and then Aiden and I were in his truck following her. So when we get almost to the campus, she says, y'all are going to have to go through the football parking lot and go through do check-in and everything. And I can't go because they said minimal number of cars. So I'm going to go on up to the dorm. And I said, okay. So we're riding. We get to the area we were going to be. And then Aiden goes, here it is. Turn right here. So I turned, and as soon as we turned, I said, wait, this isn't the right one. It's one up. He goes, oh, yeah, my bad. So it's an empty parking lot, so we swing around and start heading out the other direction. We had been off the road for maybe 10 seconds the whole time, and we were already getting back onto the right way to go, and my phone rings. I said, that's your damn mama. And I answer the phone, and she goes,
and I said, y'all are damn stupid.
Wrong place. And I said, I know. Oh, that was Aiden. Aiden said, turn here. We're turned around. We're heading back. Aiden said this was the place. And then she goes, well, it's not. And I said, okay. So it was just like she had to just print, oh, you're stupid. Y'all made the wrong turn.
I mean, he goes to school there. I don't. And I knew that that was not where to turn.
Mm-hmm. Could you see them?
Yeah, we were right behind her.
And I saw him turn. I said, my gosh.
But she had to just rub it in. And like, nope. Well, it's not.
Well, listen. Nope. In all fairness, you two do not know anything about direction or where to go, what to do. That's why I called to tell you the very next one up is where you need to turn, because I could just see y'all circling around, wasting time. Well, it's not so my fault you don't know where you're going. Yeah. And I didn't say anything about the bed and all that because I wasn't in there.
Right. She had gone back down to the car for something. And that's when we were doing
the woman here did all the loading back and forth.
Would you have rather been trying to lift the bed up to the next level and putting the rails in it and all that? You wouldn't. Trust me.
And then we had to get this big old rug under all that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope,
it's not. Nope. Well, it's not.
Nope.
Wrong.
We tried a barbecue place there that we've never tried. I don't know why we haven't, but
it was the best barbecue I've ever had.
It was delicious. Do you remember the name?
Was it called Hay something?
Haywood Barbecue. Have you hit? You don't know that?
Is it in Colloway?
No, it's Silva. I thought it was Dillwood.
Dillsboro. There's several locations, but that one was Dillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
delicious.
And I managed to get to that. I found that with Jody's guidance.
True. Yeah. I was in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then we had to go to Walmart.
Yeah. Because he forgot a pillow.
He forgot his pillow.
I said, well, son, he goes, I don't need one. I go, you are getting a pillow. I don't need one. Yeah.
But you know what? Lainey would have been the same way. Okay. She would have just been like,
First of all, Lainey wouldn't have forgotten anything.
Mm-mm. But if she had, she would have been, oh my God, what am I going to do? I got to have a pillow. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot my pillow. I got to go get another one. I'll buy it. I'll pay for it.
And she's been in Massachusetts for the last 4 days.
Oh,
so she's been to Boston. She's sent some pretty pictures though.
Yeah, she was at the Panthers preseason game the other night, Todd.
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Took the train.
Yuck.
It's pretty. The pictures she sent are so pretty. And she sent me a picture of a house that was just so beautiful. Well, kind of like a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So she sends it to me on Zillow. And she goes, my dream house. Look at it. It was over $6 million.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good starter house.
Golly, it wasn't big either. It was.
It's a good townhouse. Starter house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's having a good time. She went to Rhode Island yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All that Northeast stuff.
I was about to say, you better hope she don't meet some mass hole.
Mm-hmm. She's going to come back.
She's with her boyfriend.
Oh, good.
Come back.
He's training
all there. All that communist all over her.
And today's communism his birthday. On her.
Today is?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he better not make any jokes about her. I'm not going to stand for that. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
His jokes hurt me.
Oh.
They hurt us. All right, we got to take a break.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
So, Mr. Todd is very familiar with a place called Oak Island in North Carolina. Who has a place there?
We do.
Your family has a place there?
Yeah.
So Jody and I were, we have a vacation coming up, and it's just the two of us, and we were going to go explore a little bit, mm-hmm. see some stuff that we haven't. So Todd's recommending places in this area, that area, for us to go to. Now, I don't eat raw oysters. I don't eat any kind of oysters. But if you eat raw oysters, how is one place... How are their oysters better than other places? Like he's saying, their oysters are so good.
There is a
good.
Difference.
So yeah. Is it because some of them are more salty than others?
It depends on where they – like the ones out of Connecticut and Canada are usually better than the ones off of North Carolina because the North Carolina ones are more – what do you call it? Briny or
mm-hmm.
– yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the big fat ones.
Neither does Carrie. So the Beaujolais, if I'm saying that right, are usually out of Connecticut or somewhere, and they're really good.
Mm-hmm. Carrie is his feel, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Wine Rack in Southport.
Ooh, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then why are you recommending a place? He's recommending a place, and he's saying it as if it's a positive. yeah. where you can sit outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit outside.
Well, yeah, depending we're on compromise.
If the weather's not
it's too hot.
Too hot.
It's going to be too hot.
Wine rack. That's cute.
Yeah. And they have like beer and outdoor stuff, and okay. sometimes you'll see people. There's a lot of cool places. Mm. Yeah.
That looks a little liberal to me.
Oh my God. Listen, I'm not.
Is the whole area liberal like that?
No.
Oh my gosh. So,
we might as well just go to Asheville and be done with it.
So, this is probably going to sound like a stupid question because no. we've never, all the years we've lived here, we've never gone to that. Like, we're going to see our friend Mark in Emerald Isle. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we'll stay there a few days and then we'll leave and possibly go see, this Oak Island, Southport area.
Yeah.
Are they side by side?
Yeah, like Oak Island and Southport are like within 15 minutes of each other.
Okay.
And Oak Island's 30 minutes from Wilmington. So you can actually go to Wilmington for the night if you wanted to.
No thanks.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
So
I don't want any of that on me.
Oak Island. So do they have good public beaches?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tons of beaches.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
No.
Good public beaches.
Thanks, Naughty.
Let's see.
And then Southport. Is Southport small?
Yeah, Southport's small. The Oak Island's where you're going to want to go if you want to get out on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, just go out there. Y'all know what the shaboomies are?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, those thingies?
Yeah, the thing that has the thing.
Yeah.
So you'll see a ton of shaboomies on the beach.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good beach. Southport's where you're going to go to eat and shop and hang out.
Shaboomies.
That's what it's called. It's like the sunshades.
Yeah.
It's called a shaboomie.
And they make a lot of noise.
Well, when the wind flaps them, yeah.
Yeah.
If you were staying in a hotel, would you stay at Oak Island or would you stay in Southport?
If you want to go on the beach a lot, it's Oak Island.
Well, we'll only be there a day.
Oh. Either one. Southport's going to have more shopping and
he
stuff
said we
to
could
do.
Use their house.
Yeah, you could.
Wow, that's nice.
All joking aside, when is it? Next week? Yeah, you mm-hmm.
can. He said we could move there.
Yeah. It's a big house. There'd be plenty of room. I might be moving there.
If it's a big house, we may be moving in with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that sounds fun.
Well, I'm excited.
The more shaboomies, the better.
I want to go to. I just want to make sure we're back way before Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Because of the traffic.
Well, I'll give you some good restaurants to go to.
Yay. Okay. Great. Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, we won't be able to go to maybe two of them if we're only there for a day.
So. Island Way. That's the name of the restaurant I was telling you to check out. Island Way. It's at the very end of the island, and it's got a really cool scenery at sunset, and their steaks and their stuff are amazing.
Island Way.
Okay.
Let me put that in my notes.
Now, are these the kind of places that you would normally go or the kind of places that I would normally go, Todd? I mean,
both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, are there like jerseys on the wall?
No, Island Way is actually probably one of the nicer restaurants on the island. Like, you see a lot of people dressed up.
Okay.
And then Moore Street Oyster Bar is more casual.
So, dressed up meaning a full t-shirt?
No, you'll see slacks and collared shirts and stuff like that.
Gosh.
They got a good bar there.
Okay. Well, good. And hopefully anybody else listening can get some tips on that as well if you ever want to go into that area.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said Provision Company in Southport, which I told you about. Fishy.
Okay.
That whole area in there is really cool. Okay.
Fishy.
Has anybody been to Emerald Isle? Have you ever been to Emerald Isle?
I don't think I have.
I know Mark knows all about it, but I was just...
Yeah, in case he doesn't know.
No, I know he knows. I know he knows. I know he knows.
Well, Mark, I know you've lived here for years and years. But
I think
one
it's only like an hour and a half.
We need to go to this place.
No, Emerald Isle to Oak Island.
Mm.
Well, y'all finish all that out. I'm going to have to clean up the studio a little bit.
Are we ending again after 30 minutes?
It's 32 minutes.
32?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what else do y'all want to talk about?
God.
Do they allow tents on the beach?
Yeah. People do tents. The shaboomies are way easier.
Okay. Well, then.
But you won't see a lot of tents. You'll just see nothing but the shaboomies. Which, whoever invented those things, the guys actually lived in Raleigh that invented them.
I know.
And they're making a killing.
But also, how they're very loud.
They are.
Yeah, I like quiet.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of shibomis.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I know. I knew they were from here.
But they're originally Carolina. Southern, these guys?
I don't know if they're Southern.
Because I can't imagine a Southerner coming up with the word shibumi.
They're probably from the North.
Yeah, here. They probably are. Because I would have a problem calling it a shibumi.
Oh, now I'm going to find out.
Shibumi. And didn't they do it right out of college or something? Yeah. Didn't I read?
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about the new show we've been watching this week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max, and it's called Hacks. It's had two seasons. We just finished the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Jean Smart. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a conservative and you find a new show that you're watching, you kind of watch it like you're going through a haunted house, you know, or something, because you're just waiting. Okay, I'm having fun. This is okay. And then you're just waiting for, bam, for them to hit you out of nowhere with some Marxist crap that, and you go, oh, man, why do they have to do that? And then the show's ruined for you. So I've been kind of in that mode with this show, but I'm sitting there going, please don't make it that, because it's so funny. And it's about Jean Smart, who is a legendary stand-up comedian, and she has a residency in Vegas. And she's very sharp tongued and, you know, strong woman. And then the owner of the casino where she performs says that she needs to make her act is getting too old, and it's for too old of an audience and all that. So she hires a young, probably 25-year-old female comedy writer to come help her, you know, spruce up her act and stuff. And it is, there are parts of that I was just laughing. Like those first two episodes.
Mm-hmm. It's that good.
Yeah.
It's very, so
and
funny.
I'm a comedy snob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was genuinely making me laugh.
It's funny.
And we made it through the whole season. There are a few of those things that come up that are, you know, as a conservative, I'm going, oh, come on, don't. But they level it off. You know, they don't make it the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what season two is going to have in store as far as that goes, but
find out.
It was good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
The first
mm-hmm.
season anyway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I usually don't gravitate to shows that are all about women, where the whole, you know, the cast is women and stuff. Cause it's usually stuff I can't relate, cause it's women things. It's about women stuff.
Really? You're the one that says you know everything about women.
I do.
How do you not relate then?
Well, maybe I just don't find it as entertaining. Maybe that's what it is. If you want to be honest.
You're rude.
Why is that rude?
Mm.
If you said there's a whole show about men and man stuff and say you didn't really want to watch it, I wouldn't think that was a bad thing and think that you were.
What
you
know, was that show about men? With, oh my gosh, why's my mind blank?
What show? About men?
Men. Men.
Two and a half men.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She hears the theme song. She hears the
Men.
So, but yeah, it's good. If you have HBO Max, it's called Hacks.
Yeah, it is good. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
You didn't watch The House of Dragons last night or whatever it is?
My goodness. Is that what everybody was going crazy over?
Yeah,
started
last
are these flying dragon thingies?
This is the Game of Thrones prequel.
Okay.
Right. So what did you find out about the Shibumi guys?
They're all three from North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're all from UNC Chapel Hill.
That's what I thought. Right.
Well, good for them. Good for them.
They look like three really
smart boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart fellas.
Yeah, they look like they're kind of geeky smart.
No.
No!
I just hate that Southerners would come up with a term like shibumi. Yeah. But anyway, their parents are probably Yankees.
Yeah, that's
probably, I bet they're
probably
not.
What they are.
I bet they're Southern.
All right, now we're finished.
Oh, God.
Because I got stuff to do.
Okay.
And we got a funeral to go to, Jody.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's much more fun than this.
What's that?
Much more fun than this?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they said, would you rather do more of the podcast or go visit your local wet market? I think I would go to the wet market. Mm. Ask them for a bat. They got a bat that I'm glad we have a cook break for next dinner. Week. A break from the podcast or a break from each other? Because we don't have a break from each other. And I am thrilled. That's what I'm looking forward to most about vacation. It's just getting you off to myself.
It's going to be safe. Yeah.
Long car rides, hotels,
eating outside
and wine places.
Oysters.
Mm, yes.
All the things you love.
Yeah. I love getting a swamp ass while I'm having dinner. It's always the best. Okay.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.